Our next story focuses on another controversy involving the Australian government. It's about one of the offshore detention centers it runs for migrants. Yesterday, following a court order, Australia closed the Manus Island camp in Papua New Guinea. But about 600 asylum seekers there are refusing to leave. They say it's not safe to do so. Meanwhile, the power lines have been cut, there's no running water, and they're running out of food. The World's Carol Hills is with me to talk about all this. What is going on here, Carol?
Well, Marco, this overseas camp on Manus Island, it's in Papua New Guinea. It was one of these camps set up by Australia to divert asylum seekers arriving by boat. They simply won't let them even be processed in Australia. And as of yesterday, Australia shut down the camp. These 600 men are inside this camp. They refuse to leave. There's no power. They don't feel safe in the neighboring town. They're running out of food, and they are just hunkering down.
Didn't the U.S. agree to resettle these asylum seekers? What's the American obligation to them?
The U.S. is the complete linchpin. The Obama administration struck an agreement with Australia in the waning days of its term to take up to 1,250 of these asylum seekers. Trump didn't like the agreement, but has eventually agreed to honor it. The UN High Commission for Refugees is in charge of administering the agreement, but it's taking lots of time. Apparently, 50 asylum seekers have been accepted, but it's going to take a long time, and we're not sure how many the U.S. will accept in the long run.
This is Australia's policy, though. I mean, isn't Australia obliged to assure the safety of the men who remain in this camp, who won't leave?
Many, many Australians agree with that. There's a Green Party senator, Nick McKim. He's on Manus Island now. He's furious. He's called Peter Dutton, the immigration and border minister for the government, a racist. I mean, this whole thing has really gotten out of hand. And Australia's Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he's in Israel right now on a trip. So there's an acting prime minister in charge in Australia.
Wow. So you've actually reported on a couple of the asylum seekers who are in this camp. Are they in this group of 600 that refuse to leave?
One of the people I interviewed, Eaton Fish, he's a cartoonist. He's from Iran, and he's been at this camp for 4 years. He struggles from a lot of mental health problems, which many of the detainees suffer from as well. He apparently is not at the camp. He's being treated in Port Moresby, the capital of Papua New Guinea. But Abdulaziz, another person that I profiled, he is one of the asylum seekers who refuses to leave this camp. He's also been at this camp for 4 years. He has refugee status. He's one of the ones who refuses to leave.
So who's covering this on Manus? Who's on the ground? Any media?
Well, up to now, the media has been really kept away, but the Australian Broadcasting Corporation is there. And also, The Guardian is relying on one of the detainees himself, an Iranian journalist, Behrouz Bouchani. He is stuck as a detainee, and he has been for many years. The Guardian is using him for coverage, and he's tweeting out what's happening, and so it's a really interesting situation.
We'll wait to see what happens next. The World's Carol Hills on the humanitarian crisis at one of Australia's offshore detention camps on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Thanks for the update, Carol.
Thanks, Marco.